USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Prices are rising at the fastest rate in four decades, and Democrats are proposing higher taxes on the wealthy and corporations to help fight the problem. Senate Majority Leader from New York, Chuck Schumer, says a proposed bill will work.
For all the many good things the bill does, the most important is that this legislation will help our country fight inflation in the long run.
The Democrats are also pushing to lower prescription drug prices and extend health care subsidies. West Virginia Democratic Senator Joe Manchin says he would not support climate tax provisions of the president's agenda. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin says Russia's reckless war of choice hasn't broke the will of the Ukrainians. Austin adding the Russian invasion is cruel and corrupt. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
The Senate Judiciary Committee is holding a hearing Wednesday on protecting communities from mass shootings after a recent attack at a parade in Highland Park, Illinois, on the 4th of July. Highland Park Mayor Nancy Rotering testifies about the shooting.
22-year-old Cassie Goldstein told her mom, Katie, to run, but Katie was hit in the chest, and Cassie had to tell her mother she loved her, but she couldn't stop because bullets were still flying. She kept running to safety, hiding behind a garbage can, and when the shooting stopped, Cassie returned to find her mother lifeless.
She says she will be haunted forever by what happened. The 21-year-old suspect is in police custody and is charged with the murder of 7 people. Previously owned homes aren't selling as fast as before. The National Association of Realtors saying they fell by 5.4% in June compared to May. When comparing it to June of last year, the drop was even more pronounced at 14.2%. USA Radio News.
David was in big trouble with the IRS.
At first, I didn't owe that much, but after this year, it was out of control.
Then David called Get a Tax Lawyer.
Right away, they were like, oh yeah, looks like you're qualified to save.
Get a Tax Lawyer went to work.
Should have called way sooner.
Get a Tax Lawyer has helped thousands like David fight the IRS and get a fresh start.
Call 800-745-3070. That's 800-745-3070.
New York City convenience store owner Jose Alba will not face a murder charge after he stabbed Austin Simon to death when Simon attacked him. New York Republican Congresswoman Nicole Maliotakis joins Fox News and says progressive lawmakers in New York City and the state are making the justice system worse.
It is the politicians in New York, the woke left, the woke DAs, the lenient judges that have created an environment where people feel less safe. Look, people are going to try to defend themselves if the city is not going to protect them. And so we need to empower our police to be able to keep our streets safe.
The president is considering temporarily lifting some tariffs against China in an attempt to lower inflation. Texas Republican Congressman Kevin Brady says he believes the tariffs will only be paused on a few items.
My guess is the way he's headed. I don't see anything significant there.
China's Ministry of Commerce announced they were discussing pausing tariffs on the United States' Treasury Secretary. However, neither has committed on a final decision. Funeral services for former President Trump's ex-wife Ivana are being held Wednesday. She'll be remembered at New York City's historic St. Vincent Ferrer Catholic Church. Her and the former president's 3 children are expected to be in attendance, along with former President Trump. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.